That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, after vowing to fall for none of Squire Skimp's little deals, Lum and Abner were talked into buying partnership insurance on each other's lives. Lum was the more reluctant of the two partners to take such a policy. He just couldn't see that Abner was worth as much as he was. However, Lum finally signed Squire Skimp's application blank. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, has it ever occurred to you that when you feel irritable and cranky during the day, it may be that you didn't sleep well the night before? Well, it's those restless, wakeful nights, generally brought on by nervous tension, that can make you jittery and overwrought. Now, Miles Nervine was developed to help relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves. And that's why we say, try Miles Nervine for that occasional sleepless night. It's a mild but effective sedative, which has been making good for over 60 years. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in Squire Skimp's office waiting for his physical examination for the insurance he and Lum are about to buy. Listen.
Well, now, just sit down and take it easy, Abner.
I can't sit down and take it easy, Squire, when I'm scared plumb to death.
Well, there's nothing to be scared about, Abner.
Squire, now, don't stand there and try to tell me when I'm scared and when I ain't.
Well, Abner, a simple little medical examination for insurance is nothing to get nervous about.
Well, I don't know. Will a doctor hurt me?
Why, of course not. He'll just ask you a few simple questions, is about all.
Well, I can't understand it then.
Can't understand what, Abner?
Why that Lum wanted me to be first.
Well, that's something I don't know. By the way, Lum is coming over here this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll be over pretty quick, I reckon. He wanted to talk to Mr. Jenkins about that repair work he's doing for us at the store there. Forget just what it was now he said it had to do.
Well, I hope he gets here. This doctor's driving down from the county seat, and he hasn't much time to spare. Want him to be sure and get both of you men examined while he's here.
Yeah, well, Lum said he'd be right over, Squire. Maybe he was just stalling around trying to get out of this. I don't know.
Oh, no, no, Abner. He wouldn't want to pass up a beautiful thing like this partnership insurance that you men are smart enough to be buying. And, besides, he's already made the first quarterly premium on his policy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, just how does this partnership insurance work again, Squire? I keep forgetting that.
Well, it's all very simple, Abner. You're taking out a $5,000 policy on Lum's life. So, if he dies, why, you get that much money with which to carry on the business.
Uh-huh.
And with Lum, it's vice versa.
It is?
Yes.
Doggies, I told you that varmint was trying to get out of this.
No, you don't understand, Abner. By vice versa, I mean that Lum has the same deal. Wait a minute. I see the doctor driving up there. Good. Now we can get started.
Oh, is that him there with the black hat on?
Yes, that's him.
I believe I gotta be going, Squire. So long.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Now, just sit back down in that chair.
Yeah, but, Squire, I've got to go. I gotta get back to the store.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. I gotta make some delivers.
Abner, your store's closed for repairs.
Oh, that's right. Well, I gotta help the carpenters in.
Now, look, Abner, this is nothing to worry about.
Well, I don't know. There's just something about being examined by a doctor I never did like. Just always afeard he'll find something wrong with me. I know I'll wind up with an operation of some kind.
Oh, that's preposterous, Abner. This is just a once-over light deal, all it is. Well, glad to see you, Doctor. Come right in.
Well, thank you, Mr. Skimp. Thank you very much. sorry if I'm a little late. Had some motor trouble on the way down.
That's all right.
A carburetor or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. That's all right, Doctor.
Yep.
Dr. Comer, this is Mr. Peabody.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. Just had that carburetor overhaul, too.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a shame.
A needle valve or something like that. Spring under the on the floorboard there seemed to work all right. Every time I'd go up a hill, things start quitting on me.
Well, that's a shame. I had a little trouble last Sunday. I drove Miss Kemp down to Odin. I had car trouble all the way down and back.
Yes, well, usually I can fix it myself, but after them overhauling it, I can't understand why I should have to monkey with it.
Yeah, by the way, Doctor, the other man will be over presently.
Yeah?
It should be here by the time you're finished with Mr. Peabody, in fact.
Oh, yes, yes. All right.
Now, here's the medical blank right here, Doctor. I filled out a couple of the routine questions there, just to help you along.
Eh? Oh, yes, yes, I see.
Squire, I believe I better go.
No, now, Abner, here. Now, sit down. This will just take a few minutes. Go right ahead, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Skimp. Now, let's see. I guess we'll start right here. Mr. Peabody, have you ever taken any airplane flights in the last year? If so, how many? State whether as passenger or pilot. You contemplate any flights within the next year?
The answer is no, Doctor.
All right. Let's see. Have you ever changed occupation or residence on account of health or been advised to by a physician? Have you ever visited a hospital or sanitarium for treatment, observation, or diagnosis?
The answer is no, Doctor.
All right. Have you ever been treated for paralysis, apoplexy, vertigo, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, pleurisy, ulcer, jaundice?
The answer is no, Doctor.
Have you ever...
Now, just a minute. Wait just a minute. Just stop right where you're at. Hold your horses right there.
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
What was that there about me taking an airplane ride?
Well, Abner, we passed that question a long time ago. Go right ahead, Doctor. That has nothing to do with this at all, Abner. Your answer was satisfactory.
Well, I don't know where it was or not. Does that mean I've got to go up in an airplane before I can get this policy?
No, of course not. Go ahead, Doctor.
Yeah,
well, now, wait just a minute. I can tell you right here and now, I ain't going up in no airplane. I don't trust them things.
Abner, for goodness sakes, the doctor's a busy man.
I don't care if he is busy, Squire. I ain't going up in no airplane. I'll tell you that right here and now. You know how getting up in high places makes me dizzy. Might not have fell off the step ladder yesterday.
Well, Mr. Peabody, I don't think you need to worry.
Of course not.
Let me see. Where were we?
Yes, proceed, Doctor.
I ain't going to do it.
Oh, yes, here we are. Right now, but... have you ever consulted any physician for an ailment or disease of the skin, middle ear, or eyes?
No, middle ear.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, middle ear?
Yes, middle ear.
Well, now, honest, Doc, all I've got is 2 ears. Or at least, as far as I know, that's all.
Yes, I understand that. But have you had any trouble with them?
Which one do you mean? All 3 of them?
No. Just the 2. Just your regular ones. Have you had any bad earaches or anything like that?
No, not that I can recollect. I've been having a little trouble with my left leg, though, Doc. Sometimes when I turn it around sort of this way.
Yes. All right. Now, let me see. Have you ever consulted a physician for any ailment or disease of the brain or nervous system, heart, blood vessels, or lungs?
Answer is no, Doctor.
All right. Have you ever had electrocardiographic or x-ray studies made?
Answer is no, Doctor.
All right. Have you...
Wait a minute. Now, what was that last in there? What was that word there again?
Electrocardiograph.
No, ain't had it. I had the measles a long time ago. I believe it was the year Elizabeth's cousin Clarissa come to stay.
Yes, I understand, Mr. Peabody. Let me see here.
Now, wait a minute, Doc.
Have you ever...
Doc, there's something bothering me. I've just got to ask you this. Abner, the doctor's a busy man. He's got to get this over with in a hurry.
Well, that's quite all right, Mr. Skimp. Go ahead. What is it, Mr. Peabody?
Where is it?
Where is what?
My extra ear.
Your extra ear?
It must be awful little, and I never have discovered it. Abner, the middle ear is inside of your head. Now, go ahead, doctor. Let's get this over with. Inside? Well, no wonder I couldn't find it. Do you think I'll have to have an operation to get it out where it belongs, doctor?
Abner, I told you the doctor's a busy man. Go ahead. Now, what's your next question, Doctor?
Well, let me see. Well, we've covered just about all the questions. Now, we'll get the blood pressure. A few things like that will be all done.
Abner, stop feeling of your head. I'll explain how the ear is constructed sometime later. Can I help you there, Doctor?
Oh, no. No, thank you. Just have Mr. Peabody roll up his sleeve there, will you?
No, yes, Abner. Go ahead. Roll up your sleeve. Yeah, that one's all right.
Yeah, well, you'll have to roll it up farther than that. Get it as high as you can, will you? Your forearm's no good for taking blood pressure.
Well, it's all right. My forearms?
Would you please hurry?
Now, Dogis, now, I know I ain't got but two arms. Or leastways, that's all I had when I come in here. Hey, wait a minute. What are you roughing that thing around my arm
for? No. Steady now. Just relax.
What's that? Oh.
Okay. Yeah. This won't take but a minute.
Hey, just a minute. Here, what are you pumping me up for?
Just sit still, please, Mr. Peabody. I can't get your diastolic count when you're leaping around.
My what?
Diastolic.
Lord me, haven't I got that too, Doc?
See, we have to take both your diastolic and your systolic count.
Oh, my God. Six what, did you say?
That takes care of that. Now, if you'll just unbutton your shirt, Mr. Peabody.
No, sir. I ain't going to do it.
Oh,
no, sir.
Come now, Mr. Peabody.
Go ahead, Abner. You're holding things up. Well, he'll just find more things wrong with me, Squire. I told you this would happen. Wait just a minute. There's my phone. I better answer it. Go on, Abner. Do what the doctor wants you to do there.
Yes, come on, Mr. Peabody. Please, I haven't much more time.
Hello, Spratt and Skimp, Real Estate, Bonds, and Insurance. Oh, yes, Lum, I was just wondering about you. Hey, that Lum, let me talk to him.
Mr. Peabody, will you come back here, please?
Abner, let go of that receiver. Hey, get back here. Hello, is that you, Lum? This is Abner. I know that you sure right when you said them policies going to get us into trouble, Lum.
What is all this, anyway?
Well, listen to this, Lum. We ain't had them policies but one day, and so far I've got a bad case of electric cardiographs, and I've got three arms and four arms and 2 ears and 3 ears or something and 6 diastolics, and in that condition they're going to make me fly an airplane. I know that you better get over here and get ready to collect your $5,000.
Partnership insurance sounds like a good thing, but somehow it's easy to share Lum and Abner's fear that it might be a step in the wrong direction. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, no one can prophesy a rapid change in the weather with 100% accuracy. And that's why, friends, the danger of a common cold is always with us. It's difficult to be prepared for those sudden weather changes, and that's one reason it's so hard to avoid colds. Now, your doctor will tell you, be careful when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. Well, when you start catching cold, just call on Alka-Seltzer. It can help give comfortable relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And you like the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment, too. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions. B is for be careful. Get plenty of rest, dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of draft. C is for comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often accompanies a cold. It's so soothing and effective. You know, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. It's compounded by the Miles Laboratories by a secret scientific process. So get a large package from your druggist and then follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment.